This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Eric Newby was a British adventurer who first saw the world as a teenager from the decks of a Finnish grain ship in 1938. He later escaped from a POW camp in Italy during World War II, trekked through Afghanistan's Hindu Kush, and navigated the Ganges River. Those stories eventually became his profession. He went on to write a host of travel books.
We learned today of Eric Newby's death last week. He was 86. I talked with Eric Newby and his wife Vonda in 1988 when they'd recently spent a blustery winter cycling through Ireland.
We're getting older, you see, too. I mean, we're a couple of, you know, what the French would call cyclistes geriatriques, you know, geriatric cyclists, you know. It required a considerable guts on Vonda's part to sort of agree to do this cycling bit around Ireland.
Actually, I think the toughest trip was down the Ganges, because we always slept on sandbanks and in the middle of nowhere, frightened of dacoit or tigers or whatever. That was tough.
Today we spoke again with Vonda Newby. She told me about meeting her husband in Italy in 1943. He was a recently escaped prisoner of war, hiding from fascists. She was a village girl bringing him food.
He was always laughing, even in difficult circumstances, you know, when he escaped on a mule and thing. And when he was always very cheerful, really. And I thought, oh, he must be rather eccentric.
Eccentric?
Yes. Then I said, well, why don't I help him? And the local doctor and my father took him to the hospital. So I asked permission to go and see him. And I went there every day. But unfortunately, there were a lot of fascists around, so somebody, a spy, told them, and he was taken to Germany again. And when the war finished, he was liberated. Luckily, he survived, and he came back, and we got married in Florence.
Your husband strikes me as something of an accidental traveler. He was working in the fashion industry as a buyer of women's dresses, as I understand it.
First, he worked for his parents' firm, and then for the John Lewis Partnership, which is a big, big shop.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't like, his heart wasn't in it. And it was then that he sent a telegram to his old friend who was in the embassy in Rio de Janeiro. And they went to climb this mountain, and they failed to climb it because he didn't know how to use crampon or anything. At any rate, he wrote this first book about his climb there.
A Short Walk in the Hindu Kush.
A Short Walk in the Hindu Kush.
Well, when he told you, I'm going to go to Afghanistan, I'm going to climb these mountains, I'm not a climber, but I'm going to go, what did you say to him?
Well, I thought he was mad, but here you are. I would have liked to go with him, really, but at that time it was very difficult because women were not accepted in those countries. So I accompanied them as far as Tehran.
What was it about travel that ignited him so much, do you think?
I think he was very curious how the world worked. He just wanted to see places and people. But whenever he went, he always learned about the country he was going. He would do a lot of preparation, a lot of study of the country. And the more impossible the country was to go to, the more it attracted him. And he never, ever wanted, even when he traveled for the government, to put us in smart hotel. He never wanted to go because he said, if you are in the Hilton, you can have the Hilton in London. So we always stayed in very modest hotels, but where you could meet the people. That's what he really liked.
Well, Ms. Newby, thanks very much for talking with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Vonda Newby talking about her husband, the British travel writer Eric Newby. He died Friday at the age of 86.